Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So in the news, first and foremost, there is an Amber Alert. Police asking us all in the media to put this out there. This little three-year-old, Nola Dinkins, according to Newcastle County Police, they've issued this Amber Alert after three-year-old Nola, her father reported that his three-year-old daughter was taken, abducted by a man at gunpoint along the 500 block. This happened off of Gender Road last evening, right before sunset. And this is an African-American family, an African-American little girl, and a white man, bald male in his mid-40s, kind of bald peach fuzz hair. But they put out all of these descriptions, just trying to put this out on social media, saying, if you see this guy, if you see this little girl, if you have any information, call 911. Police say the suspect was last seen wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, gray basketball shorts, and was armed with a handgun, and reportedly entered an older model black or maybe a dark colored Ford or Chevy SUV, which appeared to have rust or some dirt on the exterior. This is all from police. And they say that the vehicle was actually being driven by a white woman, according to police. So a white couple kidnapping, abducting at gunpoint, a three-year-old, a little African-American girl. And she was last seen wearing the little girl, white T-shirt, black leggings, white little shoes, and her hair pulled back in neatly in a bun. So her picture's everywhere right now. She's about 3 feet tall, only 25 pounds, dark hair, dark eyes, big brown eyes. It's just a frightening situation. So this is pretty much the lead story across the entire tri-state region and making national news as they're searching, all police, all law enforcement, searching to recover this little girl. We also have a woman and a three-year-old child. According to police, this is Bucks County, Pennsylvania. A woman and a three-year-old child found dead in a parked car at a home in Quakertown. So Bucks County authorities announcing this investigation. This home is on the 2100 block of Barley Drive. The victims have been identified by authorities as 42-year-old Agnes Dewadowicz and 3-year-old Charlie Dewadowicz. They were actually found Sunday night. So they've just been identified and this information being released. We don't know their relationship, but the cause and manners of the death still pending. So the Bucks County coroner doing the autopsies. So we have that going on in the Pennsylvania suburb, in the Philadelphia suburbs.
Jeez, we're off to a bang already today.
I know. We've New Jersey, big primary yesterday, or maybe not so big, as far as voter turnout. A Republican, Jack Cittarelli, and it'll be facing off against Democrat Representative Mikey Sherrill. Mikey Sherrill. They won their primaries in New Jersey's race for governor as they've set the stage for the big November election.
How much do you think is going to be spent on this general election?
Oh, my There's God. Millions. Millions upon millions, right?
They're predicting records.
Hey, Jack, Mikey, both of you, you know we reach most of New Jersey and like that other low-energy station, so why don't you start ponying up here?
Okay? Yeah.
Okay? We're the voice of this region.
Yeah. And do we have to give out the disclaimer that if Mikey Sherrill's team does buy ads, that we have to carry them?
They'd be stupid not to.
Right.
Why
are you carrying a Democrat's ads? Remember we had that we had that in the 2022 midterms. Yep. We had that last year in the general election. Do we have to go through that disclaimer again for the people that can't listen?
Money's green. I don't care. Both campaigns need to pony up.
Greg goes right for the money.
Of course.
I mean, why would he
piece
not?
Of that pie?
I want a piece of that pie.
Yeah, he's a.
I'm a capitalist and a corporate whore. I am.
So
I have no allegiance to the money green.
Except So we had what they're calling tense moments with protests here in Philadelphia. This morning, we're learning that at least two Philadelphia police officers were injured with these protesters in Center City. Last night, the video has gone viral. We know that at some point there was an officer and a protester and some sort of a verbal altercation that was going on at 10th and Market Streets last night. This was about 7 o'clock last night. And so nearly 150 demonstrators, according to authorities, they started gathering. This was around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, right outside the Federal Detention Center, 7th and Arch Streets, the federal building there. And they were holding a rally of sorts. And we talked about this. This is going across around the country where they're planning these protests, speaking out and protesting, they say, against President Donald J. Trump's immigration policies and immigration enforcement. And so police say there was a march to ICE headquarters. Mm-hmm. That was around this time. And then within about 2 hours, so 6-ish, 6 p.m. hour, that's when some members of the group began disrupting traffic, blocking the streets, blocking vehicles. So there were arrests, as it looks like at least 14 people were arrested for disorderly conduct. They were charged, processed. One man was arrested for aggravated assault of an officer. And like I say, two officers injured, not life-threatening injuries, but they were injured. We're also hearing that two protesters report they sustained minor injuries. A police vehicle was also vandalized with somebody spray painted it. And so they did, the Philadelphia Police Department releasing a statement talking about this. I don't think that they're releasing the fact the officers condition that were injured, but they say several officers, quote, employed force.
Good. Good.
While making arrests.
Here's my rule of thumb moving forward. If you are able to be charged with aggravated assault against an officer, that officer should have the right to use deadly force. That's the way it works.
Well, it says consistent with Philadelphia Police Department policy, every use of force has been documented and will undergo a review ensure compliance.
Sure. So two things here. I've got a prediction and a question. My prediction is Sherelle Parker lets this play out. Then once it dies down, she comes out and she gives this big rambunctious speech about how she will not let peaceful protests turn into riots in her city. She'll have none of it. She'll do that all after the fact, as if she cares or she's stuck between a rock and a hard place, because I don't know that she necessarily loves the whole sanctuary city status stuff. And then here's my question. Did Pride Month get canceled? I never realized that it would take ICE protests to actually cancel the month of June for Pride Month. I haven't heard anything about the LGBTQ+ community. They gave up their pronouns for pitchforks. Interesting. Isn't that funny how that works?
My prediction is these police officers or police officer, how many ever there were, will be fired or, disciplined.
If we had any backbone in this country, we would be like Eckhart in Batman. Shoot to kill. What we would do.
Well, there were, they're releasing, it's gone viral, the Walmart. So say goodbye to Walmart in Philadelphia. They were releasing those pictures that went viral as far as the Walmart was looted. Other stores were looted.
That's an old video.
Was it? Yes. Was it?
Getting our news from Twitter.
Okay.
Thank you.
It has
Halloween decorations.
Oh, you're right. It does. Yeah. Oh, that's why they said that. All right, good.
Thank you.
Because I was like, Walmart?
Yeah. Can we stop getting our news from Twitter? Both of you.
So, I'm not getting my news from Twitter. You guys just sent it to me on the thing.
I'm telling. That's why I said both of you. Thank you.
So, look, I think that's something that's worth a discussion when they start putting this kind of thing out. It gets 207,000 views, and everybody goes, because you have the news of officers injured. You have the news of multiple points over the past few days of Norristown, Philadelphia, all with these protests. I will say, as far as last night in Philadelphia, I was looking at the crowd and even some of the local stations interviewing people. Some of the people, their accents and just the way that they were talking about Philadelphia, they're not from here.
Really?
And so who are they? They're not from Philadelphia.
So they're from Delco.
I don't know. No, they're definitely not from Delco.
I just think of the accent.
So it'll be interesting if they release the information about who was arrested.
I'd be willing to bet 75% of these people are paid protesters. To your point, not from this area. I think there are some people that try to take advantage of this that are locals, but I think a majority of them are paid protesters.
So we have the curfew order as far as what's going on around the country nationwide. Protests similar to those started in Los Angeles last Friday night, and they're popping up across the country, including here in Philadelphia yesterday outside the federal building. But we got New York, Chicago, Austin, D.C., more demonstrations planned all week and the weekend. So they are planning this and giving out, you'll see the similar flags. So they seem to be giving out similar masks, similar flags, and similar, I don't know, what would you say, bling bling or whatever you want to say, that they're giving out the tchotchkes. So the question is, who's giving that out? Who's distributing that? I don't have that information. Who's organizing this? But police began what they're calling mass arrests of protesters.
Yeah.
After the emergency curfew came into effect for part of downtown Los Angeles. So it'll be in place until 6 a.m. local time. Remember, they're 3 hours behind us.
Yep.
So it's 3:17 a.m. in Los Angeles there. So they've got less than 3 hours, but likely be in effect for a few days, according to Mayor Karen Bass.
Wow.
So the curfew allows for them to move in, and they have probable cause to arrest.
Good.
So, boom, there it is.
This is what happens. We have to treat you like children because you can't control yourselves. I think Phil has the video, courtesy of 6ABC, of the Philadelphia protests.
Outside of a Ross.
Yeah,
nearly 150 demonstrators blocked streets while speaking out against President Donald Trump's immigration enforcement. Viewer video shows an officer and protester in some sort of scuffle at 10th and Market Streets at around 7 o'clock.
We don't know what
led up to the encounter.
Take him down!
For a comment.
Beat him!
Not heard back. Authorities tell us that two officers were injured.
Yeah!
15 people were arrested, including one charged with aggravated assault on an officer.
Thank you, Vernon Odom.
On an officer? No, that's not Vernon. Rick Williams.
Okay.
He's silly goose.
Vernon Odom. What a pull. I don't even care that it was wrong. It was great.
Vernon retired. He retired.
He sounds like him, doesn't
Vernon
he?
Odom. Stop. He sounds nothing like him. You silly goose.
I haven't heard that name in, I can't tell you how long.
I'm sorry. That was hysterical.
How long has Vernon Odom been off the air?
Oh, my gosh. Years.
13 years? 12 years? Something like that?
Yeah. No, he retired like within the past decade.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
So we have that going on.
They're calling it a solidarity rally. Really?
Yeah. It's no different than like a, you know, when you have a Super Bowl in town and you win the championship and then there's a parade and people like a little, you know, a little rambunctious. It's just, you know.
Yeah.
People letting a little energy.
Nick Cale, because you asked if Pride Month was over, I'll say this Saturday is a big plan for Philadelphia's celebration for Juneteenth, even though obviously June 19th is next week. This Saturday, the 14th, Flag Day, when of course Trump will have the administration currently in D.C., the big parade will be going on, 250th birthday or anniversary of the U.S. Army. But here in Philadelphia, it will be Juneteenth Day for the city, with museum admission. Many museums will be free, like the Penn Museum, for example. So celebrating African-American art, culture, and community events all day for the annual Juneteenth Philadelphia Festival. DJ sets, music, interactive drumming, double dutch, line dancing, storytelling.
Jimmy Kelly.
You know there's going to be some good food in those food trucks.
Yeah, definitely good food for sure. Jimmy Kelly will be DJing the event.
I thought of him too. I'm like, did they hire Jimmy Kelly? So we have that going on this weekend. But yeah, no pride events or other planned events that I know of.
How is that going to work out? Because isn't Saturday the No Kings Day or something like that, where there's a bunch of protests? So I'm sure there's going to be Philly. Like, I know they're protesting in the suburbs, in the lily white suburbs.
Oh.
With all the white women who are going to go out there. The boomer white women are going to go out there.
Blue hair abound.
but how is it going to, isn't that a little, like, are the pride people going to get all up in their feelings?
Could have a lot of clashes here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better not hijack that Juneteenth celebration,
because if white people hijack Juneteenth, they're going to be racist.
Here's the problem. Here's the problem. You're going to get a bunch of women with menopause.
Oh, you're hot flashes.
You're going to get the LGBTQ community. And then you're going to get the African American community. There's going to be a lot of tension there.
Do you hear me?
There's going to be a lot of tension there amongst all the groups.
That's like a great day to stay home and watch the U.S. Open.
And if you have folks who are like on those hormones, you know, for the transition, Does that cause the hot flashes? I have no idea.
Oh, that's great.
But it could be. Whoo! Could be a lot of hormonal drama.
Stay out of Starbucks that day, folks.
Woo! We got Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie making a major contribution to autism research in Philadelphia with a big announcement. He donated $50 million to create a new institute that will help change lives. The donation establishing the Lurie Autism Institute, which is a partnership with Penn Medicine as well as Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And so the gift from the Lurie family, the largest single donation to United States academic medical centers focused solely on autism research. So a huge donation as his family, his brother.
Somebody in the
has
family,
been,
yeah.
I think his Jeff's brother, mm-hmm. I believe, has autism. 1 in 31 children living with autism spectrum disorder. So that's one of the statistics on autism. And, of course, Madeline Bell, CEO of Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, saying early diagnosis and treatment is critical for these children. So because of the education and the outreach and all of these services, I can tell you with our niece, Karamia, it's a game changer. So that's amazing. $50 million, largest in the nation like that.
Yeah.
So we got that going on. Unfortunately, I don't know, maybe it was bad luck that Nick Cale was at a graduation out for our Phils. I don't know what to blame, but losing against the Cubs. So we broke the streak. So that we had that going
but
for
you
us.
You can't win two in a row, right?
Third. Oh, man.
The rubber match today at 105, right?
Yeah. Yeah. 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Matinee action.
Yeah.
So 8-4. Couldn't beat the Cubs. So.
Home run derby.
Oh, boy. We're sponsored by Kitchen Magic. Stuck in traffic on the way to the shore? Imagine coming home to a brand new beautiful kitchen from Kitchen Magic. American-made, family-owned, tariff-proof, by the way. This June, this month, what are you waiting for? You get 24 months, same as cash financing. Visit kitchenmagic.com. Get the magic this June, kitchenmagic.com. Thank you for sponsoring our first edition of Kale and Company News Live. How about that forecast for the Phils, 1 o'clock-ish this afternoon, Nick Cale?
Going to be a hot one at the bank. Dawn Philly weather, 64 degrees, going up to 90 today with plenty of sun. 91 and sunny on Thursday, 84 and sunny on Friday. And then we go back to the 70s with showers for your Father's Day weekend. Philly weather brought to you by MTRuhl.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRuhl.com. A New Jersey Big Take is next here on Kale & Company.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Tony Bruno and the Cut Sheet, an hour and 15 minutes from now, and a couple of great stories to hit on before we get there. But right now, let's get to a midweek big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Wawa, the Big Take, Garden State of Mind. New Jersey Republicans have spoken, and they want Jack to run it back. Chittorelli winning the Republican primary last night with more than two-thirds of the vote. In 2021, Jack Chittorelli lost to incumbent Democrat Phil Murphy by just over 3 points. Murphy received 51.2% of the vote and a total of 1.3 million votes to Chittorelli's 48% and 1.25 million votes. The 63-year-old from Somerville hopes this time around will be different. He'll square off in the general election this fall. Democrat nominee Mikey Sherrill, who got 43% of the mail-in vote, will be the opponent. Donald Trump endorsed Jack Chittorelli for governor. And when you look at New Jersey last November, Donald Trump and MAGA did quite well in defeat. Trump received 46% of the vote, with Kamala Harris only receiving about 250,000 votes more than Trump. Fast forward 7 months later, and perhaps what's going on the left coast will pay dividends for the GOP this fall on the East Coast. That being the LA riots against ICE amid deporting illegal aliens. New Jersey, are you having an awakening? The Garden State is basically a sanctuary state, with cities such as Newark, Hoboken, Jersey City, and Paterson all partaking in this practice. Do you want to have riots and looting and violence in your streets? The Mexican flag or the Palestinian flag waving as the flag of the United States burns? this could be exactly what finally flips the Garden State red once again. And the history is there. In my lifetime, Republicans have served a handful of terms as New Jersey's governor, and Democrats certainly have had a ton of terms as well. Republicans being Christine Whitman, Chris Christie, Democrats being James Florio, John Corzine, and Phil Murphy. Immigration, the border, and deportations could be Jack's saving grace. He was asked about the pressing issue by Fox 29, and he sees what Trump sees. Listen and watch.
The first job of any governor is to provide for the public safety, and we'll work in partnership with the federal government to guarantee that. I think the people all across this country have spoken, and Donald Trump performed pretty well in New Jersey. So obviously his policies, at least amongst the 2 million people that voted for him, are something they're in agreement with.
Even if it goes into conflict with sanctuary cities such as Newark and Jersey City, you still think the same way?
Executive order number one on day one of Governor Cetarelli, we won't have sanctuary cities. Nor will we be a sanctuary state. I think that only encourages illegal immigration. And who am I as a governor to tell any mayor or police chief that they can't work in partnership with a federal agency to ensure safety in their community?
If Donald Trump won the country on illegal immigration, perhaps Jack Cetarelli can win New Jersey on illegal immigration. And let's go back to May, shall we? When Democrats stormed Delaney Hall in Newark, perhaps LaMonica McIver, Ross Baraka, and other leftists will cost the Democrats the state this November. Remember this footage. If I'm Jack Cetarelli, I'm running ads all September and October on how Democrats fight harder for illegals than they do for you. And it's this mindset that will ruin America if it becomes the winning policy, much less the majority. Listen and watch this interview.
People are inside that facility.
And they're MS-13 members, they're child traffickers, they're drug traffickers, they're bringing drugs into this country.
They're still human beings.
So you don't care if they're the worst criminal in the world and they have raped and murdered children, they're okay and they're still human beings and they should be here?
I believe that they are human beings and that they deserve dignity just as everybody else.
You think child rapists deserve dignity?
Absolutely, I do.
If blue-haired liberal ladies that morph into raging Karens get their way, New Jersey is cooked. But hopefully New Jersey sees it the way the rest of America does, as in Donald Trump's policies resonating with the majority of voters. And nothing, let me say it again, nothing should speak louder than immigrants in this country legally on board with how illegal immigrants didn't follow the rules and protocols, saying, yes, Mr. President, get rid of them. Harry Enten of CNN with the data. Listen and watch.
Let's just sort of start off on the fact that immigrant citizens, immigrant voters, foreign-born voters have gone tremendously to the right on this issue in 2024 and 2025 versus where they were in 2020. Closest to or trust more in immigration. You go back to 2020. Democrats, get this, held a 32-point lead on this issue. Immigrant voters were in the Democratic camp. Jump forward to 2024, 2025. Look at that shift, a 40-point shift to the right among immigrant voters. Republicans now lead on this issue by 8 points over Democrats, more so than any other group that I could find. The group of voters who became more hawkish on immigration were in fact immigrants themselves, immigrants who are registered to vote in this country.
Legal migrants, presumably from South America, Europe, the Middle East, East Asia, and other places around the globe on board with Donald Trump. Again, it's only white, liberal, college-educated women that allow feelings and rage to override logic and common sense. Facts don't matter to them. Now, here's a wider perspective on Trump and his winning blueprint to make America safe again that I believe Jack Cetarelli can utilize to his advantage. Listen and watch this.
You know, if we just take a look at the baseline numbers here, this is Trump's net approval rating on immigration. It's gone up like a rocket. Compare now versus 8 years ago during Trump's first term. Look at this. In his first term, Trump was way, way, way underwater at minus 21 points. But look at this. He's up over 20 points. Now in the aggregate, he is in positive territory at plus 1 point on his net approval rating. Some other polls even have it a little bit higher than that. There is no issue on which Trump is doing so much better than he was in his first term, more than the issue of immigration. No wonder the Times has written it up the way that he is. Trump is begging for a fight on this because he knows what he's doing so far is working with the American electorate.
8 years later, 22-point swing. And keep on swinging, DJT. And Jack, should you win this November, swing for the fences. The media lies. Social media isn't real life.
and you have a mandate to fulfill. Let's go deeper into the numbers on why illegal immigration and deportations could carry Cittarelli to victory. Here's Harry Enten with more. Listen and watch this.
Take a look at the individual nuggets in here. Why are people approving of Trump on immigration? Approve of these different immigration actions. Well, Trump's administration's program to deport those here illegally. Look at this. 54% approval. How about agents searching your hometown for those that they think are here illegally? Again, positive territory here, above 50% for Donald Trump. So it's not just on the broad issue of immigration where Trump is doing well. It's on the specifics. When you dive into the issues, Trump is above 50% and his actions are above 50%, at least with those most directly connected to what's going on right now out in Los Angeles.
Doesn't matter if the agenda is to ship them out. Doesn't matter if it comes down to seeking and searching out the bad people in the community. The American public has greenlit the process to play out despite what television news tries to portray. The fact is, the left is lost on this issue, absolutely out to lunch. Harry tells us that this is not a polling outlier. The stats are solid, and the fact is, Americans, they don't want their country becoming a third world hellhole. Here's the last clip of Harry Enten. Listen and watch.
The American electorate believe that the Democrats don't have a clue on the issue of immigration. I mean, you could just take it here. Closer to Trust More in Immigration, Democrats versus Republicans. Got three different polls for you across the board. They all tell the same story. Republicans lead on the issue of immigration. You see it here, CBS plus six. You see it here, CNN plus six. You see it here, Ipsos, even bigger, plus 19. No matter what poll you look at, no matter which way you cut it, the American public is with the Republicans. The American public is with Donald Trump. And to a much greater extent than they were in term number one. And it's not just on the broad issue of immigration. It's on the specifics as well, in which the American public is with Donald Trump and the Republicans. And that is why Donald Trump is eager to take on this fight and eager for those scenes out of Los Angeles.
I believe the message for New Jersey and Republicans should be quite simple. Sanctuary cities, sayonara. End the windmill facade with clean energy offshore and make the New Jersey economy better than ever. And if you can keep dudes out of women's sports, that's a bonus. I think it's going to be super close. I said for the last couple of weeks, I'd say slight advantage Democrats. After the LA riots with ICE, I actually think this is now a coin flip, probably too close to call. And keep in mind, again, last time around, Jack Cittarelli only lost by 3 points. But the horrific scenes in LA could very well be a factor in New Jersey. And if I was Jack in a sanctuary state, I would utilize that. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Wawa, where you can sip into savings at Wawa. Enjoy any size hot coffee, including their new cinnamon churro blend for a dollar. Any size iced coffee for $2 or 16-ounce teas and fruit drinks for just a dollar. Unlimited bonus offers can be redeemed daily with Wawa rewards. 855-839-1210, the number. If you want to jump in on social media, you can do so at 1210 WPHT. And, of course, the YouTube chat. All right, Dawn Stensland, I think we all realized Jack Cittarelli was going to win. The only question was by how much over Bill Spadia. He took care of business decisively. Mikey Sherrill, victorious. I guess maybe you could argue that that was a little bit more up for grabs. Your thoughts now as the matchup is set for November?
I think that, you know, we can glean from even their victory speeches. You know, what Cittarelli was focused on was New Jersey and focusing on issues like taxation. Right away, she came right out of the box attacking him as somebody who, he's part of the past, and she's the first, Navy chopper pilot. And she's, you know, basically, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, breaking through the glass ceiling and, things of that nature, putting out the fact, you know, her military experience, her womanhood, and that she's somebody who's not part of the status quo. I will point out that she's been an elected representative, you know, in New Jersey. And so, you know, it's not that she's a political outsider, but you could see where she's going already with the attacks. And certainly part of that will be the attacks on Cittarelli's endorsement by Trump. And so as much as it helped him, you know, and we knew that going in, whoever, you know, as far as within Republicans, the Trump endorsement helped with the primary. But does it hurt in the you know, in the general election?
See, I can't see. Now, sure, Mikey Sherrill's going to try to spin that in a negative light against Jack as the Trump-backed candidate. But when you look at everything right now, if you're a Trump-endorsed candidate, and again, you got to localize this, you got to specialize this, and Chitterelli knows this, all these people know this that are running these big-time administrations and campaigns, you got to localize it to the issues that matter most to your constituents, which is why we brought up the offshore clean energy with the windmills. I know, Dawn, you've had many guests on from down there, all the incidents with dolphins and whales and animals. Obviously, the economy is paramount. I just look at what's going on, and now that this whole riot stuff is spreading from L.A. to Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, and then go through, and New Jersey's one of these kind of weird states where I feel like I have slightly a better grasp of South Jersey than North Jersey, kind of interesting. Then you get to the middle, and we're always debating what exactly is, you know, Central Jersey, and people get offended of where the cutoff line is. But you look at all these sanctuary cities. We saw it play out here closer to home. Then you have Patterson, which I believe is a big Middle East community, some great Arabic restaurants in Patterson, New Jersey. You have Hoboken, which is obviously right outside of New York City. All of these cities that are sanctuary cities, if Jack Chitterelli, if he is victorious, I cannot wait to see him try to end their whole sanctuary city status on day one. And I know everybody says, I'm going to do this on day one, and they don't get to it on day one. And then, oh, I thought you said you were going to do this on day one. But I do think if you get elected, you have to find a way, come hell or high water, to end this madness. We cannot be harboring illegal aliens and then creating this law enforcement divide where chiefs of police are on one page, yet federal ICE agents are coming into their cities and they're not on the same page in unison with support from because of an elected mayor or a governor. I want to give you this little timeline I saw last night that I thought was fascinating. Libs of TikTok tweeted out the vote yesterday where on Capitol Hill, 148 Democrats just voted against a bill that would prohibit non-citizens from voting in elections in D.C. All Republicans voted yay. 56 Democrats voted yay, and 148 Democrats voted nay. Think about this. You have sanctuary cities, then you open the border, you import illegals, you send them to swing states, then you riot over their deportations, and then you vote against a bill that bans their voting. This is a 6 or 7 step process, all part of their plan to basically make every state in the United States a blue state. And that's why I'm 1,000% on board with these deportations. Get these people the hell out of here, or you're not going to have many red states left. But also, what's interesting, people that went about it the right way. The clip I played you of Harry Enten. Illegal immigrants are not welcome in this country by the legal immigrants that got in line, followed the protocol, filled out the paperwork, and waited their opportunity out. I think those people resent these people, similarly to how gay and lesbian people look at the trans people with what they had to fight for to be able to, quote, come out of the closet, and they feel like they are doing a disservice to them. I don't know if you think that correlation is spot on. I get the sense there's a divide right there with those two groups.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we know for the all every poll, if we believe the polls, talks about the fact that this is a winning issue for the Trump administration and for any Republican running, as far as people just want the crime lowered. They don't want to support people, especially criminals, convicted criminals who are wanted in their home country. But I think the smart focus for New Jersey, because of the taxes, you see, as far as Chitterelli and Republicans, they're smart to talk about the economy, to talk about, I mean, you talked about the energy plan and that whole debacle with the offshore, all of the turbines and the cost of that, with utility costs just spiking. Everybody's paying more. But as well, you know, Jack Chitterelli has said he would reduce the income taxes for all taxpayers, consolidate some of those tax brackets, that kind of thing, as well as schools, because we saw a lot of parents very upset about parental rights, schools. So even though that's maybe within the fact that you're paying these high taxes and then you're not happy with what's going on in the schools And then as well, I saw him just hammering home the fact that he was questioning, as far as Mikey Sherrill, talking about how her wealth since going into Congress in 2019, her wealth. Now, her husband is a very wealthy individual in the financial markets, but those are all smart tactics, I think. But you can see them. I mean, the attacks have begun. Mm-hmm. And to Greg Stocker's point, we'll probably be sick and tired of hearing all of the back and forth of the attack ads.
Yeah,
because we'll be hammered.
There's only two governor races in this year in this country.
That doesn't mean
they shouldn't be spending money on 1210 WPHT. Let me repeat that. Send your emails to DaveScopin@Odyssey.com. By the way, the turnout yesterday sucked.
Yeah.
So they're gonna. I know there was no big surprise. Everybody kind of knew who was gonna win. But if that's the type of turnout. I think it was like 700,000 to 400,000 or something like that. That's not gonna.
Only 65% of registered voters in New Jersey voted last fall in the general election.
You know that,
yeah. And I think it was in 2021. I saw the number 40%. I have to go back and double check that. That is not good either. 855-839-1210. Yes, but if you both campaigns want to advertise here, I am happy to have 8-minute breaks during the fall. I will not object to that. I can use the bathroom. I can get the coffee, heat up my breakfast, by all means. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, Kale and Company continues. We'll wrap up the 6 o'clock hour next. But first, let's talk about our friends at Bucks County Estate Traders, because the truth is they don't make furniture like they used to. And if you're tired of that cheap, mass-produced junk, let's talk about my guys at Bucks County Estate Traders. Massive Hatfield showroom, over 16,000 pieces of high-end furniture in a 58,000-square-foot showroom. Brands like Stickley, Baker, Henrodon, the kind of quality craftsmanship that has withstood the test of time, and you can save thousands compared to new retail prices. If you're into the classic, the modern, the rustic, the traditional, you're going to find stunning pieces that fit every room in your house, living room, dining room, home office, even that man cave. Bucks County Estate Traders, they have it all. And unlike the big box stores, if you see something you love, you can take it home the same day. Check out their website, call ahead. You go in store, you use the QR codes, bang, get all the details, including the prices. Visit BucksCountyEstateTraders.com or stop by their showroom in Hatfield and tell them that Nick Kale sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
As we wrap up the hour, it's been a while since we chatted with him. We tried to go to him about a week or so ago and he disconnected.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Ed,
Yeah,
go ahead, Ed. I was trying to set you up. First of all, turn the radio down. It's not your first rodeo. I mean, let's go here.
All right, listen.
Yeah, go ahead.
Here's the deal. Nick Thorne and Greg are so bold, and the truth constantly gets told. I loved the election yesterday because Cetarella's the guy I voted for.
Cetarella,
yeah. Thanks for the correction.
So anyway, if it happens to me on Run versus Ran, you can take it to the bank. It's going to happen to you, Edward.
All right. So anyway, listen, here's the deal. The deal is, these people have been voting the Democrats. The legislature has been controlled by the Democrats for 20 years. Let's wake up New Jersey, because let me tell you something. This state is being destroyed so badly with endless regulation, with nonsense against businesses. Like, businesses are the freaking enemy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, we need all that to change.
I legit think it's a coin flip, and I'm not sure what you think. Maybe you think the businesses and the economic aspect. I look at the sanctuary cities, illegal immigrations and deportations. I think if Jack hammers that home and beats it into people's heads over the next 5 months, I think that gives him the best chance at winning.
And I totally agree. And taxation is unbelievably out of control in this state.
That's what Don said.
And they find a way to put more money in every little facet of life here, that you got to pay more.
Ed, here's what I want you to do. Take 2 weeks off, think of a really good rhyme, and then give us a call back.
Hey, you're always on track. You know I'm always calling you back.
Look at this guy. He's like a hip-hop artist. It's unbelievable. Hey, Ed, have a great Father's Day, buddy.
Hey, thank you. All the fathers out there, happy Father's Day as well, because you're all swell.
There he is, Ed and Del Ran. 855-839-1210. That's how you kill a 3-minute segment in radio, folks. Ed and Del Ran. We'll come back, get to the news from Dawn, and then I've got a couple of stories I want to get to. The Washington Post headline:
NPR and PBS have less support from conservatives as Congress considers sharp cuts. Very interesting twist they put on this. I completely disagree with some of the data they're using. We'll give you some stats to back up my argument. And then also the New York Times, the quiet unraveling of the man who almost killed Trump. Why is the New York Times putting out more information than our own FBI? We'll kick both of those around before we get to the cut sheet, and we are back after this.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.